This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Alan. The Russian military assault on Ukraine went into its fifth day on Monday. Ukraine's ambassador to the U.S. was on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., with House and Senate lawmakers. Speaking to reporters in between the two meetings, Oksana Markarova said Monday was especially difficult in her country's war with Russia. She said Russia is stepping up its attacks against Ukraine's innocent civilians and accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of using a vacuum bomb against residential areas, which she added was prohibited by the Geneva Convention. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters earlier in the day the administration can't confirm reports of Moscow's use of a vacuum bomb, but she said if it is true, it would potentially be a war crime. Talks on the invasion of Ukraine have yielded no breakthroughs as Russian troops draw closer to Kiev. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Pleas for peace in Ukraine dominated an emergency session at the United Nations, while hours of diplomatic talks between Ukrainian and Russian officials in Belarus ended without agreement. Both sides said they would try again soon. As blasts were heard in Kyiv, Ukraine is seeking a ceasefire and the complete withdrawal of Russian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced he has signed Ukraine's application to join the European Union. It's a mostly symbolic act that normally takes years to achieve, and his country hasn't met the required benchmarks, but it signals a desire to draw closer to European allies. For their part, the 27-member EU bloc voted to provide aid and weapons to Ukraine.
That was AP correspondent Jennifer King reporting. The General Assembly is meeting under what is known as the Uniting for Peace Resolution. More on voanews.com. This is VOA News.